The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 30th of March, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green, and today we are celebrating life. We are celebrating lives lived. I want to start the show by saying condolences to the Strawn family and to Mr. Dwight Strawn on the loss of his mother, Georgine Lorraine Robertson Strawn, a pillar of a woman, and we see that evidenced by her fruit. We say once again condolences to the Strawn family, to the Robertson family. Also, another giant of a woman has passed away. We want to say rest in peace, Esther Hannah Culmer. Rest in peace, Aunt Esther. Rest in heavenly peace. Condolences to the Culmer family. Condolences to the Hannah Culmer family. Condolences to the Hannah family, the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. Condolences to the many communities she's touched with her work and her wit. The Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association extends condolences to the family on the passing of the one and only Esther Hannah Culmer. Now, the song we opened the show with would not normally be associated with women, those two women of that stature, right? But different cultures celebrate differently. And that song by Sister Nancy, Bam Bam. What a bam bam. For many of us, right, like that was the first moment hearing a powerful woman's voice, right, that resonated with us looking for more of our Caribbean selves and our African selves. Two giant women. And we hold space for those who grieve as we celebrate their lives. Producer, play the next song, the little video I sent you, please. This is a local band, extremely local. Y'all listen to these young kids. Now, that song we played, because we're still celebrating life, we played that to celebrate the birthday of our producer, the one and only Kermit. Listen, when I saw that song, and just now when we were playing it, I could see Kermit and I in our primary school clothes, in the classroom, raking in and scraping in and carrying on bad. Kermit, I ain't telling the people how old you are. I just saying, I sure you could be gallivanting like them kids were having a good time today on your birthday. I tell him, listen, send him home and let me take over the board when my show is over. But don't do that because I don't know anything about the board. Okay, guys, we are going to get into today's headlines. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Let me tell you what we are talking about today. So I saw a video this weekend of a yacht colliding into what appeared to be the old bridge, Potter's Key Bridge, the bridge that we used to go to Paradise Island. He hit the thing a couple times with that boat. That's a nice boat. Hey, it was a nice boat. And so the person who shared the video asked, has there been any notice, any public statement by the Ministry of Works or the Bridge Authority acknowledging the accident and outlining or highlighting any assessment and evaluation exercises or the results thereof, right, for the public's edification? Also, there's a headline in today's Tribune. I think we may get into it a bit tomorrow. FNM promises action on women's issue. As we sit here on the 30th day of March, you may have noticed that my show lineup had been very light of women's issues during Women's Month. I wanted to see something. I wanted to see what the other women were doing and saying during Women's Month. And when I saw this headline this morning, I thought, why do you need to promise action on women's issues when you could actually deliver action? Even, like, now it's Heather Hunt in the picture, so she's not a member of the opposition, right? But she's a member of the opposition party. Like, why do I have to wait for you to get in action, in government, to see action on women's issues? But that's an aside. Maybe we pick that up tomorrow. There's a devastating headline in today's Tribune: two murdered in weekend of violence. I want to sort of signal in on the second story in the article: a woman in Fox Hill killed by a man believed to be known to her. Janetta Thompson was shot Saturday evening or night on Adley Street. I want to share with you, and we can pick this up again tomorrow with women's issues, but I want to share with you a quote from a write-up about the incident on a social media site, right? This is what was said. She was shot, quote, by a man that she was in a relationship with after she tried to break up with him, close quotes. I'm going to repeat that. She was shot, quote, by a man that she was in a relationship with after she tried to break up with him. Now, remember when I told y'all we should really be having more conversations about functional literacy and the impact of functional illiteracy, right? See, because if she tried to break up with him, that means she broke up with him. How could she be in a relationship with him after she tried to break up with him? Now, I know people say because he could have come and they could have spoken and she could have said, okay, I changed my mind. I'm still in a relationship with you. I don't know if the circumstances would have unfolded that way if that's how it happened. See, because we have a functional literacy problem in this country. She broke up with him and he refused to respect her decision, is perhaps how the sentence should be worded. But we have people out here who are thinking like this. My greatest fear is that we have people on the force, the police force, who thinks like this. Now again, this was a write-up on a social media site about the incident. I'm going to quote it again. She was shot, quote, by a man that she was in a relationship with after she tried to break up with him. She broke up with him. It appears that he just didn't care. These are the things we be talking about. Anyway, that's just a headline. That's just a headline. We're going to get more into that tomorrow. I have a feeling if I just, for the whole show tomorrow, just listed all of the incidents of sexual violence that appeared in the papers during the month of March, we just spend the whole show reading headlines. But let's go to the text line. Aaron, you said the numbers to call, but you didn't say the numbers to play today to catch that birthday money. Oi, look here. If you see how fast the producer left the studio when he heard me say that, he ain't give me his birthday numbers. He ain't give them to me. Good morning, Aaron. There's a large PLP billboard by the Medi Center on Prince Charles of Fred Mitchell. The billboard is about to fall down due to the heavy wind. They need to brace it up. They need to brace it up properly before it gives way. Let me tell you all something. So I do have on the list of stories to talk about if we go to today's Guardian. Voters rush to register. Parliamentary commissioner says PRD was flooded with people. I want y'all to understand that sometimes we have to ensure that we have the right people in the right place, because it's almost as if, see, now that's not a quote, right? Of course, that's not a quote. That's not the commissioner's exact words. But it suggests that you were not prepared for the people who are coming to register or verify to ensure that they're registered in the correct place before the election is called. See, did he not know that on Friday the PM urged residents to register to vote? And I love the Guardian's layout today, right? Because right in the middle of parliamentary commissioner says PRD was flooded with people and parliament prorogued, PM urges residents to register to vote, is a beautiful picture from the Palm Sunday procession. And all I could think about is how your prime minister told you to go and practice Obeah in the middle of Lent. And it turns out ain't nobody at PRD know what Obeah is. Y'all did not expect a flood of people coming in. Prime Minister Davis' announcement on Friday that Parliament was prorogued prompted a rush of people seeking to register and verify their details. Parliamentary Commissioner Harrison Thompson said yesterday, quote, people take it as if the election is tomorrow, so there's an uptick, close quotes, he told The Guardian. I want to say this with the greatest degree of respect. Please, please just, Mr. Harrison Thompson, it's time for you to retire, okay? It's time for you to go home. You've done a wonderful job. We appreciate your service. But perhaps you don't understand how tone deaf, how offensive, and how improper it is for you to say, quote, Peter, as if the election is tomorrow, so there's an uptick, close quotes, he told the Nassau Guardian. The people want a fixed date. The people want a fixed date. The prime minister told them to go read the tea leaves. Of course, they're acting like it's tomorrow. The prime minister told them to act like it's tomorrow. The only people who are not acting like it's tomorrow is the Parliamentary Registration Department. I can't even say they're a listener because I'm not even sure if they listen to my show, but I was involved in a WhatsApp group conversation. By involved, I usually just be eavesdropping because compared to the other people in the group, I am but a child, right? Bang. Even about to be 50. That's fine. But in this group, the person shared that they had been attempting to register to vote on a Saturday afternoon, which should not have been a problem because I saw a flyer from Parliamentary Registration Department that indicated, and I'm reading from it right now, Saturdays, all stations, open time, 10 a.m., close time, 5 p.m. This person was unable to register at the stations that they attended. In fact, the flyer that they had did not include the Saturday listing. Right? So it appears as if stations were not open despite the PRD flyer indicating that Saturdays, all stations, open time 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, the gentleman shared in the group that he had attempted to register before 3 p.m. So, Commissioner, it appears as if the only people who are not ready are the people at the Parliamentary Registration Department. Let's go back to the text line. There's a great text here. Text, I'm going to get back to you. Here's another text. Is there any law that speaks to all these political billboards? Okay, so what we do know is that, almost immediately prior to the election, there's a timeline for when all political paraphernalia, signs, and billboards must be removed from the public, right? There are provisions in law that speak to that. There are also provisions that speak to how billboards should be erected. Let me tell you what's happening in the St. Anne's constituency. Now, while I think that a worthy challenge for the competitors in that constituency would be cage match, first one to catch a raccoon, White, Weatherford, Wong, right? Bang. But they seem to think that who could erect the biggest billboard and block up the road the most is how they compete. I am scared for when the COI attempt to put their billboard up at the intersection of Johnson Road and the Eastern Road. But I can tell you what, I am prepared to knock all of them down if they do indeed constitute a hazard to the drive for the driving public. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Basically, just one thing I want to mention on relation to the registration office, the offices there.
Yes, sir.
I got to be fair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I got to be fair, I got to be fair on how we deal with them directly. Let me explain to you what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the population size of, I'm talking about adult population size in Nassau.
What are we looking at? Just over 200,000?
Okay. How many of those persons do you think are most likely going to be registering for voting?
Given the current political culture and climate, maybe few.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say, how many staff do you think is at the registration department?
Not enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there has to be some form of, employment, training, blah, blah, blah. I say all that to say this to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you could imagine 25,000 persons going in
mm-hmm.
on this little small island
mm-hmm.
with, let's say, 80 staff
mm-hmm.
to register,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who in what world will not assume that there's going to be some delays, there's going to be some issues. Traffic, all these other things that are happening.
Cousin, pardon me. Let me say this. I appreciate your contribution, right? With 25,000 people to come in, limited resources. Here's what the problem is. A couple of things. The government has the weight of the state's resources available to it to ensure that the systems in place are both effective and efficient. Voting is not only one of the most important ways that we participate, not just politically, but nationally, right? It's not just the Constitution says it is, but the political parties demand that we recognize it as the most important, the only way that we could participate in politics. Given those two together, I think that there is a moral and a legal obligation to ensure that all the resources are in place to handle the largest load. We can't treat, hold on, I can let you speak in a second. We can't treat this process like buying junk or new tickets, where we know that the first day is going to be the bulk of sales, but we're not prepared to invest in a system that provides that capacity across the board. What we do is we get a rinky-dink system that we know will crash on the first day every year, because what does it make sense to invest that much money in a system where we only need that capacity for one day? This ain't junk or new tickets. This is voting. They have an obligation, and they have the state's resources available to them to ensure they meet the obligation. See, that's when it's all fun and games. They could go an Independence Jubilee celebration and don't tell us how much it costs. They could go a public disclosure celebration and don't tell us how much they make. But in this particular instance, we should hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah, I hear in all of that, right? But I've also been very realistic in my approach as it relates to, and this ain't got nothing to do with politics as far as I'm concerned. What it has to just simply to deal with is the availability of manpower to service a population in a little 21/7 with all the issues that are going on, and being just very realistic about
You being pregnant.
By the way, this isn't something new. This has been going on for
They've been failing every term.
Every time. And
they've
that's the thing.
Failing.
That's the thing. What I'm, you know, and to be honest, I think some systems should be put into place, whereas you do a training. Official training, you bring in maybe 500-600 people part-time to do some stuff. I don't know the legal requirements to have persons oversee things like that.
But
we got to be realistic of the fact that we know that no government is going to hire 500-600 people to oversee almost over 100,000 voters. I mean, that don't even compute. So I think let's give them a little bly. I mean, not too much, but a little bly. Thank you.
I think it's fair to allow you to give them a bly, because they ain't gonna get the bly from me. So I appreciate, right? And I think that's fair. If you want to give them a bly, that's fine. But how do you go from the Friday, the Prime Minister telling the people to go read the tea leaves if you want to know when the election is, to the Saturday, to being overwhelmed, because that's what flooding means, right? With people, because you didn't think that they would take the Prime Minister's words seriously? Let's go to the phone line before I continue thinking about these things out loud. Good morning, caller.
Hello, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I just wondered if it's a good idea to alert the police that you can be the one knocking down billboards.
Oh, no. In this particular instance, and only in this instance, because let me tell you why. Do you remember when Johnson Road intersection was the most dangerous intersection in New Providence? That was before Brent Simonet, MP, had the roadworks renovation where he changed the intersections of Blair and the Eastern Road, Road. I'm telling you, I could hear the fatalities from my house. And since that change, right, it has now become one of the safer intersections on the island. So putting those billboards up to block what the intersection created, which is clear view, that's a safety hazard. See, my mother already was almost killed at the Eastern Road, Fox Hill Road intersection. And then several months, my mother and I were almost in a collision as a car decided to overtake into the turning lane while I was waiting to turn. See, so in this particular instance, I am prepared to tell the police that if they do not come and assess the intersection of Johnson Road and make a public statement as to the viability of the signs remaining there, then maybe residents in Johnson Road and the Eastern Road that understand the need for the design will come together and take down the signs.
I see your point.
To assist the police, yeah.
Can I make another point here?
Yes, sir.
We seem to have this seasonal practice where we give up something for 40 days, and we call it Lent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in Islam, they call it Ramadan, where they just fast for one day, and then after that, they eat all the food they could eat.
Well, no, they
double up.
But they do it for like a month, right? There's a period of time where you don't eat in the daytime, and then once the sun goes down, then you have that meal.
Then you eat as much as you could to make up for what you didn't eat. But here's my thing about Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't it be, or would it have been more sensible not to associate it around Christ, but to say if you give it up, give up something that you could give up completely, because it appears to be this little cycle of religious nonsense where, okay, I give up lying for 40 days, and then, okay, I start lying again, and I feel comfortable with it because it's a religious practice.
Mm-hmm.
You see my thinking here?
Mm-hmm.
Why not give it up forever?
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about how religion is so stupid.
I mean, okay, I feel you, because religion is different from faith, and we could have that conversation.
True.
Thank you.
All right.
Listen, I thought when you was talking about the 40 days when people give up things, and caller, we coming to you right now, producer, could you prep the caller for me? I thought he was talking about the silly season, because think about it, it's roughly 40 days, and everybody gives up something for Lent, for the political season. Like, either you give up common sense and critical thinking, or you give up a whole lot of money. Or you give up a whole lot of time. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right, my native Fox again. Okay, one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You buy a fish yet for Easter? Because you know they can triple the price.
I can go catch it.
Second thing, right?
Yeah.
Which horse cross bun you like? The one with the cross on it, or the one like where everything just melt cross?
It's supposed to be a cross.
No, man, people, I like the cross too, but people love it, but it's just,
it's just
melts the cross.
But I think that's an evolution of the hot cross bun, and you can't quite call it a hot cross bun if it doesn't have the cross on it.
Tell you the thing, right? You know what I give up for that?
What'd you give up?
I say I was going to stop cussing, right? But evidently, I buy all this drive, that one ain't going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So what I did is, right, I give up spending an hour and 45 minutes on drive through fast food lines.
That's awesome.
Because these can't be fast food. These got to be slow food.
Listen, that's it right there, you know. The don't you dare call it fast food and it takes me 45 minutes to get it.
45? I said, hour and 45 minutes? You ever been on them line?
Listen, in 1997, I was on a Burger King line for 45 minutes and I didn't eat Burger King for 10 years.
Hey, it's driving McDonald's Thompson Boulevard.
You know, listen, let's not call name no more.
All right,
let's not
bad.
Call name no more. But only our personal experiences. Listen, thank you very, very much. Where to get the hot cross bun? I can't believe I wait so late to ask a question, Clement. There's another text. Morning, Aaron. In Freeport, the PLP putting up their billboard without proper permission in certain areas. They are not following the rules. Yeah, listen, you got to get people's permission to put a billboard up on their property. And I think the rule is you determine the ownership of the property before you put the billboard up. You don't wait for somebody to complain to say, oh, there's a problem. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Here we go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, pleasant day.
Pleasant day, sir. How are you?
I am calling especially to wish Kermit a happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Kermit is the backbone of Guardian Radio, so I want you all to know that, please.
Mm-hmm.
Score that, please.
Absolutely.
Score that. Please.
I will do. He listening.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Regarding billboards and all this stuff, I should say I love some of them. I love some of them. Some of them are very intriguing,
mm-hmm.
to say the least. You know, I love the ones that are natural, meaning making the person look the way the person is real in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I am amused by the ones that are not. And also, I would like for them to remain for 4 or 5 years after the election.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we'll remember what they look like, right?
Yes, and also for them all to continue striving to make the Bahamas a better place.
I got you. As an incentive for them.
And not to waste the investment of putting up the board.
I got you.
Let's keep it there. You know, keep it. Let us realize that Bahamas is one, united. We're all to get in it.
All right. I got you. I like it. I like it. I like the positive energy as well, right?
One love, man. I think we can do that here.
All right.
We don't tear it down. We know we just admire. We see who was and who was not. We see the winners and the losers. We see, and when we're all living happily together.
Absolutely.
Everybody wins.
Absolutely. I'm glad you put the positive energy in there, because I was going to say, you can't have AI picture of yourself on the billboard. How are we going to find you if you go missing? How will we find you if you go missing? Also, I say leave the billboards up, right? Because then that allows residents to attach concerns to the billboard, right? Not spray paint. Don't deface the billboard, right? You could attach, right, like with pin or double tape or tape, you could have a section where people could attach their complaints to the billboard. All right, here's an... Oh, good morning, caller. Good morning, caller, you there? All right, let's quickly, before we change direction, says, no bly, little or slow, forget the PM asking people to go register. The parliamentary representatives have been all over Guardian for months asking people to come in to register. Were they just talking for the sake of it and not prepared for an increase in traffic, question mark? Good morning, Aaron. I heard you mention a Culmer lady pass. Is that Miss Culmer, the teacher? No, okay, so not Sheila Culmer. Mrs. Esther Hannah Culmer. Sheila Culmer is also a giant of a lady. Let's go to the phone line, producer, and then I want to ask you all, what is Epic Rides? What was going on the streets of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas this weekend? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, a good laugh. I appreciate that. And you said, put a C station to common, using common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a good laugh on that. Thanks for that. But I just wanted to call back. I forgot to tell Dwight Shore and condolences. I didn't realize his mom had passed. And so, you know, I specialize in that. I lost mom in 2017. But him and Chicago, Lynn should talk, and Lynn should tell him how to feel. I both feel they both love their mom like I. So
mm-hmm.
It's a difficult time for him. But he sounded so normal. I didn't know Dwight was that strong. But I just wanted to touch on, Ms. Green, they are reversing on Meeting Street, the corner that traverses westbound after VZ, when you turn to the corner by VZ Hall,
mm-hmm.
right? VZ Hall or whatever.
That's West Street?
Yeah. No. But is that Meeting Street or Meadow? It's Meeting, right?
Okay,
the the left, just as you on the side of Mother Butler, where the hall is, the VZ Hall or whatever, Wesley Hall or whatever name.
Oh, no, I think that's Chapel Street, eh?
No, it's not Chapel Street on the westbound side. It changes the name and you cross the Blue Road. That's what I mean.
All right, Meadow Street.
Yeah.
Meadow to Boyd.
People, yeah, two cars reversing Sunday, reversing on that road. But I just wanted to say, as it relates to the billboards,
mm-hmm.
a great laugh also when you say attach the concerns to them, right? You always. That would be great. But another thing why we should take them down is because just maybe, you know, they might be a hazard during the hurricane season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so this weekend I saw this thing. I don't know. One big 18-wheeler set up like a party bus driving over the median at a good speed, far too fast for what they were doing. I saw one of them open-ended, one-level bus the tourist people them be using. And somebody in the video say, epic ride. I want to juxtapose that to what 52 just said, the people them reversing from Meadow Street back to Blue Hill Road and on Meadow Street. I've seen it. It's happened to me, right? I saw 12 different videos from accidents, vehicles on this side, vehicles on top of each other. And you telling me that people authorized or unauthorized could be on the road long enough doing foolishness to make a video about it? And the people them have to go to PMH? Which takes me to another note. Notice of temporary road closure. Notice of temporary road closure. Producer, let's go to a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to read up on the notice of road closures, and then we're going to talk about the Creatives Conference that took place yesterday afternoon. You're on the clock with Aaron Green as we celebrate life today.
Let's keep hope, let's believe, let's keep
hope. Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is definitely the time for Bamsi to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in Bamsi, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by
the following is a paid political message.
That was a paid political message.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make a move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Let's believe. Let's keep
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I got to rush through this before I start crying. You see, when Veronica MacGyver's song started playing, I could see, and Esther and I were in the Brokefoot crew together, right? We's in the Brokefoot, Toucan moving at the same time. And I can say, and Carol, it's just me and you left in the Brokefoot crew. And Barbara Pierre, she moving strong. She got outrun the two of us. It's just me and you left in the Brokefoot crew. And Carol Hannah. Listen, a number of people have texted in to share condolences to the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. I want to share that as well. On the passing of a lady who loved family, our Aunt Esther, may she rest in peace. I also have another text here from the caller who wanted to keep the signs up. He said, listen, I yield to my favorite caller, Mr. 52. He is correct. We are in a hurricane belt. So my suggestion to keep the political billboards is rescinded. No, we're going to keep them until hurricane season. And then we take pictures of them, document them, but then we break them down, right, to be able to be used by members of the constituency if they need extra hurricane supplies for battening the hatches. There's a text, is there a culture shift? The level of traffic imbecility is unbelievable, from prancing bikes with no plates. Nothing I saw, a sports Jeep driving at about 10 miles an hour on Mackey Street last night. This is also problematic. Listen, let me tell you about how the tourists were forcing their way into traffic on their four-wheeler. They were in Montague Park in the grass, and they had climbed onto the sidewalk because they were going to force their way into traffic as opposed to exiting the park properly. And when I explained to the tourists that that's illegal and it's very dangerous, the driver was very sensible and smiled and said, thank you. And then the passenger obviously was cussing me. These are tourists, you know, in my own country, you know, who I'm trying to keep safe because they will be prioritized. They will be prioritized if there's a health emergency. You welcome, Texas. Okay, so there's another text. A group of rogue young men with wild attire and spirits in hand were lifting electrical power lines to allow safe passage of their oversized billboards through traffic to place on the end of the corner of Blue Hill Road, and if we want to be reminded of years of neglect and untruth. Yeah, listen, if that's what's happening, that they are on trucks that are not, that cannot achieve safe passage due to the power lines, they're not supposed to be lifting the power lines. They're supposed to stop the vehicle. Someone gets off the vehicle to direct traffic so that they can reverse safely to an alternate route. This is why. I bet you they were standing up on the back of the truck as well. Imagine you breaking the law while trying to do work for the parties, which is like, anyway, Aaron, they could leave the billboards for me for Hurricane Board to cover. That's what I'm saying. Break them down. Okay, I got 3 minutes left on the show. This is what I want to talk about. I know I say I wanted to talk about Epic Ride. We can talk about that a bit more. Because that was something organized. Somebody organized that. But it's foolishness. Okay. Creatives Conference. I saw a post this morning in reference to yesterday's 242 Creators Conference. And the post suggested to me, I may have inferred from what they wrote, right? Like, I put it together myself. It may not be exactly what they said, but I inferred that the model that was presented to the public yesterday was one in which the government is an intimate part of the process, where if you were going to monetize your social media accounts, you must do so with the government, and payments will come through the government to you. Now, before I start talking about a plantation model economics, before I talk about models that appear to be creating mini plantations for special interests, I'd like somebody to confirm for me if that is indeed a part of what was presented to the public yesterday. Now, somebody can say, oh, Aaron, you could have come. If you were really that interested, you could have come out. I don't have to come out to be interested in government initiatives, because that is what it's appearing to be, right? What you do for us. It is our country. It is our nation. It belongs to us. So while you're all sitting here asking yourselves, how could we have devolved to a state where it appears as if the country does not belong to us? It's because we have been existing in a political culture that makes it practically impossible to realize anything else. And here's what I mean by practically impossible. You could be like me, on the outside of every conversation, on the outside of every movement, because I just interpret words differently. Like when the pretend referendum thing said, do you want to regulate? I didn't interpret that to mean legalize. I interpreted it to mean regulate, which is what regulate means. To regulate does not mean to legalize. Here's another text. Between motorbikes and warlike pedestrians, I'm wondering if I have the right to drive. As a senior citizen, I might have to have a pistol. Now, dear senior citizen, let's talk about it, okay? Because a large number of senior citizens should just not be driving. I'm going to be honest with you. This is not a slur. This is not an attempt to diminish your authority or autonomy. The truth is, on an island so small, there should be public transportation options, multiple, right, to accommodate the transportation needs of the elderly. That's simple, right? But you can't be on the road driving at 15 miles an hour, asking why the people driving so fast. But what's worse than that? You can't be on the road asking why are people driving at 15 miles an hour and get an attitude and begin to intentionally slow down and obstruct traffic because you think the people are driving too fast. That's happening a lot on our roads. This morning, I encountered a car that was leaving Dix Point. They were so frustrated with their inability to get out that at the point I encountered them, they were occupying the eastbound lane opposite Blair. So I slowed down using my hand signal as well to indicate to them that I was slowing down. And then I used a hand signal to indicate to them that they could come into traffic. See, that driver had already obstructed traffic in the eastbound lane. They then became frustrated with me that I was rushing them to get out the intersection. See, but driver, if you were not in a rush, why were you obstructing the eastbound lane? There are far too many people that are not sufficiently literate to drive a car. And this shouldn't be an issue in an island that's 21/7 because there should be multiple public transportation options available to them. Here's another text. Good morning. Did the opposition leader twist the PM hand for him to try to figure out who is a content creator? I guess PM will be attending campus after all. 210 game. Listen, here's what I found fascinating, right? Is campus a part of the conversation? You have a creators conference, right? And then on the 2nd of April, I think the TDC and similar entities are having another event. Let me see if I could find it. The flyer is a beautiful flyer. Here we go. Tourism Development Corporation is with the Creative Industry Tourism Council. They are having a Creative Edge Masterclass and panel discussion, University of the Bahamas, Franklin Wilson Graduate Center, Thursday, April 2nd, 20, 6 p.m. I wonder if there's coordination between these entities. I am wondering. We all wondering, why would the government think that a mechanism that people intend to use to divest themselves of government interference should require the government to be a central part of it? Remember when I told you all the Prime Minister suggested to us that he can see the vision of the potential opportunities for Bahamians in AI? In 2026, he could see it. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Good morning. Caller, you still there?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, well, I had a caller this morning. I just joined in, right? But
yes.
Aaron, I'll tell you this.
Uh-huh.
There seems to be a spirit on this road.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many traffic infractions. I was coming home yesterday, and someone pulled in front of me. I mean, I sprained my right shoulder. I had to turn my wheel so fast left and right to try to avoid the accident. I'd avoid this wall.
Mm-hmm.
But we need traffic inspectors on the street manning these roads, man. The guys in these ATVs, motorbikes, taxi drivers too. I drive a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some drivers who are out of water also.
Mm-hmm.
Regular drivers and these small cars, I mean, they're just doing foolishness, cutting in between you. But, you know, we need an intervention seriously on this road, man.
Mm-hmm.
We need intervention.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Aaron.
Absolutely. I'm glad I can make this last point, producer. Before we go, I'm glad it was a taxi driver that called in. Okay, so watch this. I told you all, I don't want to talk about the Michael Johnson probe. I don't want to talk about the U.S. indictment. In fact, I don't need to talk about them to explore, to assess, evaluate critically what is going on in the police force. Here's why. We only know about one or two of these stories. Right? It's a handful. They're right. It's a handful of officers involved in these high-level serious crimes. But you see, at the traffic level, we all know somebody who drives a car. We all know somebody who don't stop at a stop sign. Here's the point I'm trying to make as we go, right? I think we've reached a point in this country where the people who follow the law, the people who govern themselves and moderate their behavior, many of them don't do so because of an outright respect for the law and the authority of the police. They do so because they have morality, ethics, and integrity already entrenched within them. It is either their respect for humanity and other people or their respect for God that drives their behavior, their discipline, their ability to govern themselves and to do what they know they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. As you look around on the roadways, you ask yourself, how many people are following the law because that is what you're supposed to do, because it keeps people safe, because it's a social contract? And you watch the people who just do whatever they want. See, because it's those people, they don't stop to wait for the police. They don't tell the truth when questions are being asked. They're not going to pay to have your car repaired before they pay the police to change the report. It's time for the Royal Bahamas Police Force to acknowledge that traffic control and traffic management is one of the easiest tools for maintaining social order. But if police officers are not following traffic controls and they're not enforcing them, what do you expect ordinary people to do? Anyway, I ain't gonna be on your epic ride. Not me. Not the way my insurance set up. Not me. You guys, we celebrating life today. Be safe on the roads. Stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Lord, I thank you for the trees. Lord, I thank you for the bees. The close, the nose, the roast, the toast. Lord, I thank you for the food. Lord, I thank you for the drinks. Lord, I thank you for the airy breed. Lord, I thank you for this melody, health, wealth, strength, and love.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.